Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, Wallahu yuhibbul mutatahirin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the pure and clean things. Allah ta'ala prefers clean, pure, good things. So Allah has prepared for the clean and pure and good things in the world, because this world, in the world, is dirt, impurities, and black and darkness. So a person becomes impure and dirty. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared the solution to get rid of the impurities. And more than the share, the portion of the crust of the earth, is the share of water in the earth. So Allah Ta'ala says, I love pure and clean things. So insan, who is the superior form of creation. So the first, you can say, resource that Allah Ta'ala created for insan to purify us was the water, to purify us, to clean us. And such a preparation that from top to bottom, from everywhere, we can attain the resource of water. If we see the clouds, that they are like the cotton wool, light without weight, and how Allah Ta'ala gathers the water, picks it up, it dries, evaporates, then the winds move the clouds with momentum, then the droplets of rain, they gain weight, and the clouds go to where they are predestined to go, and then they allow the rain to fall onto the land, into streams and rivers and localities. Allah Ta'ala has prepared. So what we understand is that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for this reason, that to my servants, I don't want them to stay dirty. They should have clean clothes, clean bodies, clean faces. Let them bathe, have a bath. There should be no smell of the sweat. Allah Ta'ala likes taharat, purity. When you're clean, free from whatever you're doing, then utilize water, clean yourself. And Allah Ta'ala says that come to my home, to the masjid. There are conditions for coming to the masjid, that we should be pure and clean. And Allah Ta'ala has said that purify yourself even further. What is that? That you're coming for my ibadah, special worship. And there's no greater worship than salah. For Allah, the greatest worship is salah. So Allah Ta'ala, for this action, has given hukm, order, that you can wash yourself how you think and deem fit, but I've given you a special methodology upon which you have to clean yourself to prepare for salah. That do put the water in your nose like this, and rinse your mouth like this. What dirt is there in the nostrils of the nose? Well, Allah knows better. And in the ears, we have to put our fingers and do massage of the head, drink the hands, the feet. Allah Ta'ala loves pakizgi, purity, cleanliness. Think how Allah Ta'ala has prepared that my servant stays clean. So it's apparent, obvious, that our body, that our clothes are on a body, they're dirty. We haven't had a bath for a week. Okay, maybe a week. It happens that people have a bath in Jummah. Some people have a bath every day and clean themselves. Everyone has their own habits and manners and routine. Some people say, okay, we'll have a bath on Eid. We'll have a bath on Eid. But everyone has their own routine and schedule. So look, Allah Ta'ala said that I've created you as insan, and let's take experience. You're tired, whatever you are, you've played football, some sports or cricket, you've done some exercise, and the first thing you'll feel is you got sweat, you're tired. Let me wash and let's have a shower, get clean. And after you come out, then your eyes, before that you felt sleepy, but after that you feel nice and peaceful and relaxed. And the sleepiness, slumber comes as well. So water cleans. And if you don't have a bath, you don't feel like going to sleep. You don't feel like doing anything. You smell your own sweat. And your heart becomes a little bit anxious. And this is for us every day, me and you. This is the case, isn't it? So this is the big difference between staying clean and dirty. This is what we see. That the big difference that comes into a person's life, physically, if we don't clean ourselves. If we stay dirty, smelly, sweaty, then we don't feel good. We don't feel fresh. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like such a person who is impure. So this is proven that we have got yaqeen and certainty that water Allah ta'ala has given as a resource in the world for our benefit. So should we stay clean or not? Shouldn't we? Should we have a bath or not? We should have a bath. Should we do wudu correctly or not? We should. For Allah ta'ala's ibadah, we should be grateful. Allah, we're grateful to you. You have given us your mercy. You've given us numerous quantities of water. So alhamdulillah, wherever you go, if you don't get anything else in the world, you'll definitely get water. So alhamdulillah, you go on hajj, you go to the terrains, there's a lot of rush. When you're free from hajj, what do you feel like doing? You want to have a bath. Get fresh and clean quickly. Take the ihram off. Let's have a shower, have a bath. Get a bucket of water, fresh, totally clean. So my brothers, this is the physical aspect of life. Allah Ta'ala says, I like this person who's clean, pure. So we concentrate on dhahiri, the apparent external, but in reality, mutatahhirin, Allah Ta'ala's word, Allah Ta'ala's mention is not refrained to the world, it's not restricting to the world. The border is not to the world. The Quran is an elevated kitab. It is the greatest guidance, and most definitely Allah Ta'ala has spoken with regards to the Akhirah. That in this world, Allah says, I've given you experience, I've given you the world, that this is my home. You can make your home wherever you want. Make it a mud hut, put two straw mats there. But that's my home where you'll do sujood, prostration. Whether there's a carpet there or dusty floor there, you do the sajda. The order is about that place, that when you come in the house of Allah, how should you come? Clean and pure with the wudu. You should have wudu when you come into the house of Allah. This is hukum of Allah, isn't it? You can't come away from the, you'll have to be pure. Not this, the, oh, that's not carpet. I don't need to go in there clean. It's a bit dusty there. There's no lights. You'll have seen in village areas, rural areas when you travel, that there are masjids which are made out of mud and straw, and there's no light, no electricity, no standard. Will you pray salah there without wudu? No. The same conditions apply. The biggest, most beautiful masjid that you see, Badshahi Masjid, Red Killa, Delhi Masjid, Red, etc., whatever. But the condition of that and the same as the smallest masjid is that you have to come in clean and pure. This is the condition, isn't it? Come to my home, Allah says, clean and pure. Not that this is a big mosque, I'll do wudu here. This is a small masjid, I won't have wudu. So let's think for a few moments. Have a thought for a few moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His home, in His home, He doesn't give permission to come and enter in His home without wudu. So will Allah Ta'ala accept us and meet us in the hereafter when we're not pure? Will that person go into paradise who is impure? Allah yuhibbul mutatahhirin. Allah says, just like I prefer the clean, pure people in this world, in the same way Allah Ta'ala desires that His mu'mineen, believers, that when they go to Him in the hereafter, they are clean and pure, totally, ghusl, clean, pure, fresh. Isn't this the case? So we're not doing this. We're not implementing this. Allah has given us water to clean ourselves physically. So to reach Allah pure and sincere and totally fresh and clear and transparent, and Allah will prefer and like that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remove the impurity, has given us a resource. What dirt is this I'm talking about? The dirt within, the batini dirt, impurity, the dirt that gathers within us. We do sins of the eye, the tongue, the hands. We are bashar, insan, human beings. Like I say, I go to work, and when I come back, I won't be dirty. It's dunya. Of course I'll be dirty. If I go to the desert, the sand will come my clothes. If I go out on the road, my clothes will become dirty. The same way we're living in the dunya. There are sins around us, environment. So then the sins gather within me, within my heart, my batin, my soul. So if I wash, have a bath, that's fine. Physically I'm clean, but close to Allah, in Allah's eyes, clean and pure, would that be that person? Just like you have a bath physically, you have to clean yourself internally. This is mutatahirin. And this is what Allah says, yuhibbul mutatahirin. So how is Allah prepared for us to clean our batins? Allah said that just like I've given you water to clean your physical body in abundance, in the earth to clean you. Allah says in the same way, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Dhikran kathira, Allah says. In the same way, I have given you the advice, guidance, that do my dhikr kathiran kathira. When you do dhikr, just like water is in abundance to clean your body so you can come to me fresh and come to my home fresh. The same way, likewise, similarly, Allah has given us dhikr in abundance, kathiran kathira. When the servant does the dhikr of Allah, just like you go into the bathroom, the toilet, you come out clean. So when we have come for the dhikr of Allah, the more the dirt that is within us, the impurities, the deficiencies, the maladies, this is the speciality of this water, the dhikr of Allah, for the sake of Allah's cleanness, all the dirt, maladies, impurities, defects within us, the eyes sins, ear sins, tongue sins, hand sins, all of the, you can say, inappropriate actions that we've done. Soon as we come, we wash ourselves, we do dhikr, we remember Allah, we remember Him, we sit in the majalis, in the gatherings, in the assemblies, and we do dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala then announces to all of the angels, bear witness, O angels, I have cleaned and purified every one of them. So what a great purity we will attain. But we are in such loss. We are like those people who have a bath on Eid. What's the point? You stay smelly the rest of the year. Allah's given hukam that for ghusl, okay, Jummah comes, it goes, you don't have a bath every day. Allah made it lazim to have the bath on Jummah. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala said, no, you can't stay dirty, batin, impure. The dirt of the world, the soil and the manure, it comes on your clothes. It's not a big impurity, but the lying which causes impurity in your heart is a great impurity. The slandering, the backbiting, the impurity is greater. The hasad and envy that you have, the impurity is worse. That these are such severe internal maladies, nothing in the world can eliminate this. Only the dhikr will eliminate this, or in the hereafter, the fire of Jahannam will clean and purify these sins. It's our choice. Do we take the choice now? Do you want to clean the internal maladies now or in the hereafter? So for that, Allah Ta'ala has given dhikr. This is such a big impurity, such a big impurity, such a big impurity, and no other cleansing agent can purify the sins, the batini sins. If you do dhikr, you're clean. Allah announces. But if we continue in the way with negligence and we don't wash ourselves, we don't purify ourselves with dhikr, we haven't done dhikr ever, we haven't bathed, we haven't focused on dhikr, we keep saying, oh, dhikr is a waste of time, we can do it, get rewards, if not, what difference does it make, don't have to do it. The pious predecessors asked them, why did you do dhikr? They didn't do dhikr, they were washing their batin. Ghusl of the batin. Wasabbihu bukratan wa asila. Many places Allah is saying, wash in the morning, wash in the evening. Dhikr in the morning, dhikr in the evening. Because these dirts of the batin, dirt impurities are dangerous. You have to have a bath in the morning. In the morning you have to remember Allah, and all night long you will clean. The effect will be to clean the sins. And in the morning you have to do dhikr to clean the sins of the day. So it's lazim ghusl twice a day, dhikr of Allah. Dhikr, am I right or am I wrong? This is the Quran is saying, lazim, essential. And the person who doesn't do this will be dirty, impure, his batin will be impure. And because we are mu'min, we have iman, Allah will send us inshallah to Jannah. But Allah says, I will bathe you in my laundry, in my washing machine. I have a laundry set aside for you. You know the laundry, you go there, you put the clothes in the machine, they come out clean. Allah says, fine, come to me with the sins, batini maladies, defects, impurities. If you don't follow the tariqah I told you in the world, doing dhikr to clean your hearts, you heard the Quran, you heard the hadith. As Zakariya rahmatullah has narrated more than 100 hadith with regards to the fawaid and the benefits of dhikr. Many mashaykh have written great, great big kitabs on dhikr of Allah, the benefits, fawaid, the virtues, hadith, 100, 150, 200 hadith, based on evidence. But this doesn't go in and penetrate our brains. It's like a plank of wood, sawdust in our heads. We consider ourselves as clean. We don't even think we're dirty. So if we're not dirty, then why did Allah Ta'ala make this preparation? Dhikr, abundance, cleaning, purity. Why did Allah make water if we're not dirty in the world? Why did Allah send rain, water from the heavens? Because we're dirty physically, so we have to have a bath. So if we're dirty inside, that's why Allah's given the hukum. Do dhikr of Allah. Same thing, same analogy. This is fine. If you don't clean yourself, you will come to me dirty, with the stench, then I have the resources in the hereafter to clean you. So if you come to me with the impurities of the world, then Allah says, I have the arrangement for my laundry, and the temperature of that machine won't be 30 degrees, won't be 40 degrees centigrade Celsius, there's no limit, then the dirt will be extracted there. In general, it's better, my friends, that we become regular, consistent. Just like you have a nafis individual, delicate, nice, clean, pure individual in his manners, in his characteristics, it cannot be that he'll come and play football, he'll come back with sweat and he doesn't have a bath. It will not happen. You feel like it. Quality, naturally, same way, it's lazim for us. Lazim. The dirt that goes inside us, we're living in the world, business, transactions, giving, taking, meeting friends, environment. It's lazim that don't let the burden come in your batin, but it's lazim to do dhikr of Allah morning and evening. And be regular. What is regularity? Consistency. Allah says, this is a solid cleaning agent. Allah says, don't worry, it's based on your time. You even sit for 3 minutes and do dhikr, my dhikr regularly, I will wash you, Allah says. I will clean and emanate your batini sins. You sit in the corner 3 minutes and say, Allah, Allah, Allah. In the evening, Allah says, all of the issues from the day, your sins will be cleaned and wiped away. Look how great and great this is, a cleaning agent that Allah has given to us. So my brothers, my friends, I will request that if these broken words, humble words that I've presented to you based on the Quran and a hadith, that we should do dhikr of Allah. Why is it essential for us to do dhikr of Allah? Why should we do it? The necessity of doing dhikr. Those people who are regular in doing dhikr morning and evening, are they mad? Are they crazy that they're wasting their time? They should go home, go to sleep, do work, make money, profit. There's the work of the world. But Allah Ta'ala said, who are these people? Ulil al-bab. Allah Ta'ala said, these are the people of understanding who realize the purpose and maqsid of life. These are the intellectual people, people of wisdom. The you foolish people, you don't understand. These people know my message. Wallahu yuhibbul mutatahirin. Allah Ta'ala likes the pure, clean people. So this beautiful message has come in my mind. That Allah Ta'ala says, I love the person, everyone who does dhikr, because they are pure. The Quran has announced this. So will you do dhikr, brothers? Insha'Allah. Become regular, consistent, morning, evening. Don't worry about time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. But don't consider this as an option, voluntary action. This is compulsory. Compulsory. Why? Because today you do dhikr. If you don't clean yourself with dhikr today, then tomorrow Allah Ta'ala says, I will clean you with the extreme hot fire of Jahannam. And when the blots of lying, ghibah, the zina of the eyes are wiped away in the hereafter, and the wrong actions we did with our hand, the zina, the bad consequences in our life that we pass through in the hereafter, then Allah Ta'ala says, I know you, O my insan, that what sins you did in isolation, in hiding. Allah Ta'ala is sattar. He hides the ayub, the defects. But in the akhirah, He will reveal to everyone that this was that person. You respected him. Look, he used to do these actions. And because he recited my kalima, I will take him to Jannah. But I have to make him capable of paradise. So the more sins he had, the higher the centigrade Celsius temperature will be in hellfire, that I will burn him. And that is the heat that will be set. So we have two options today. We will have sins. We'll have sins. We will commit sins. So either wash them here. The tariqah, the method to wash the sins is morning and evening. The more tawfiq you get, sit in the dhikr of Allah. Sit in the dhikr of Allah, that's it. And you will keep on cleaning yourself continuously. And subhanAllah, maut will come in that journey. It will come in the evening or in the morning. It will come at some time, won't it? It will come either in the daytime or in the nighttime. And in between there will be maut, death. So if you clean yourself in the morning and do dhikr, then you will depart this world pure. Pak. And if death comes in the night, then we will depart the world pure, because we did ghusl and washed ourselves and did dhikr of Allah in the evening, and so we'll depart pure. So Allah has given a great cycle, schedule, framework. Allah says, morning and evening, not just do my dhikr once in the day. Morning and evening. Morning and evening. Subbahu, Allah says, wa bukratan wa asila. So morning and evening. So during dhikr, these words came to my mind. Beautiful words of advice, beneficial words. So I enjoyed this, discussing this. But I was in the dhikr mood, the mood to do dhikr. For 2-3 days I've been ill, and there's a burden on my mind, and there's a lot of illness. So this suddenly words came to my mind. I thought, okay, some brothers who are old customers, they're here. A lot of old customers I can see. But inshallah, we want new customers to come, sit in the dhikr, benefit, partake, so they can understand that this jamaat that comes here, that's doing dhikr here. We see in other mosques, we go to other mosques, Masjid Zakaria, and we are pushed around left and right. People are extracting us, telling us this and that. There are games and drama. Understand, who are these people? Ulil al-abab, who consistently come. They know that we have to do ghusl and wash ourselves in this world. That's it. We want to purify ourselves and depart from this world to Allah. May not be we die in a normal way, and we go and depart this world in a bad way. Those brothers who have not done dhikr, they should connect themselves to a friend of Allah. The dhikr of the heart is very great. You don't have to move your tongue. Allah Ta'ala has given us different method of dhikr. We think dhikr is la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. No, there's a greater dhikr than this. That your heart within you, inside you, it should tick, tick, move momentum. Instead of beating, just beating futile, you should teach it Allah, 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 Allah. It won't do tick, tick, tick. It will say Rab, 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 Allah, 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 Allah. That is what it will do. There are many events I could share with you that, you know, scanning, when you scan the heart, you know, there are tests that people do, the computers put on, and the sound comes out, the heartbeat, the noise comes, doesn't it? Yes? So if a friend of Allah who had the chance, they put the stickers on his body, they look at the waveform on the machine, and he was a wali of Allah, and he was a mareed of a wali of Allah, a great believer. And when they put the machine on, they said, for us, the doctors, we can see from within him that these words, thudding noise, thudding noise, thudding noise that's coming in the heart, this is a unique sound. He said, then listen carefully, what's it saying? He said, Hazrat, it looks like the heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Akbar. He said, did the Quran not say that in the world everything remembers Allah? Everything remembers Allah. So my heart, will it not remember Allah? So that's it. But we don't understand what is dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, you don't understand everything. This is the verse of the Quran. In the world, the universe, everything remembers Allah. But you don't understand their tongue. Are they doing dhikr or they're doing choon choon choon, pee pee pee? The birds, this door, you know the door. When you open it, the hinge makes a noise, doesn't it? The frame makes a noise. This is dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, this is dhikr. But Allah says, you don't understand. What is the tasbih? Little ant does dhikr, does his own tasbih. Yeah, it says Allah, Allah, itself. Everyone's got tasbih. The parrot, the bird, the sparrow, the crow. Everything's doing its own tasbih. Every man's reciting his own tasbih. Imagine. Imagine, everyone's got a tasbih, they keep reciting, and the beautiful miracle of those creatures is this, whenever you see the door opens and it doesn't creak, the question doesn't arise, will there not come a noise from the hinge? It will. So when Allah's given and assigned, prescribed dhikr for the whole universe, and they do it consistently, Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran, the prophets explain to us what is dhikr, do dhikr, do dhikr. On every Friday, when the khutbah finishes, then seven praises, Ula wa Ala wa Akbar, wala dhikr li Akbar. Does Imam Sahib not say this? That the seven levels, seven praises of dhikr are mentioned in the whole world. At the end of the khutbah Jummah is announced that do dhikr is Ula, Ala, high, greater, lofty status, Akbar. But we're deaf, we leave the gathering and we disappear. Promise today, in our lives, we will allow dhikr to come into our practice, because dhikr is very beneficial for us. Consider dhikr like water. Can we live without water? For our body is water, and dhikr is for the ruh, for the spirit. Just like we wash or have a bath twice, or pray, play football, come back, and we have a bath or a shower. In the same way, when we sin, the stench comes from our body. That stench is so bad that the angels run far away, miles away. And no angel comes close to that person. Nobody comes close. So brothers, don't wander around dirty and pure. Clean yourself, bathe yourself, cleanse yourself. Alhamdulillah, sit in dhikr of Allah gatherings. Morning time, there's dhikr in Masjid Zakariya, and do dua that in this masjid we can start dhikr in the morning as well. And here we have Fajr dhikr as well. Because this dhikr starts at that time. Allah Ta'ala starts when a person does dua and has passion and desire. Allah Ta'ala allows the fire, the rain to fall on that place where the earth is barren. The earth asks, Allah allow the rain to drop, and Allah Ta'ala allows the rain to drop on that barren, dry, unfertile land. So brothers, if we do dua, that Allah, we have a need, want dhikr to happen. If somebody does dua from the heart, then inshallah dhikr in the morning will also start here. Once in the 2-3 times in the week we'll have a dhikr in this masjid in the mornings, and people come here and do dhikr inshallah. So I'm hopeful, inshallah, that the older customers, the brothers who are consistent, there are a couple of brothers here, 5, 6, 4 of them, who are newer, who have understood what I've said, inshallah. So Quran and Hadith explain to us, put this issue into the heart, that dhikr is essential and important for our life and success. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Okay, let's continue dhikr, because I started to speak in between. Recite Durood Sharif.